1, Episode 7.
Hi, I'm Beaver Bear.
And I'm Buzz.
And you're listening
to the Stuffies Broadcast. Beaver Bear is the rainbow-colored stuffed animal bear, and I'm the stuffed animal bear with the brown fur.
What did you do over the weekend, Buzz?
I played a board game called Ticket to Ride. It's one of my favorite games. You have to get to certain destinations, and you use different colored cards as currency to form little train routes to get to places.
I played with a Diablo. It is a toy that is like a yo-yo. You have two sticks and a string that connects them. Diablo is shaped like an hourglass, and you use the sticks to spin it and do tricks. Fuzz and I also did an escape room recently at home that our dad made. It was cool.
Can you tell our listeners what an escape room is, Beaver Bear?
It's when people solve different clues in a room without instructions to get out.
Our dad was very creative and used bike locks and other locks. He also hid clues around the house.
One of the clues included us doing math, which I didn't find as fun. But overall, it was pretty thrilling and fantastic.
Oh, another thing we did over the weekend was we had a merch off. Bee Bear came up with an idea.
Everyone in our family wore whatever merchandise we had and colorful clothes.
It was like a elevated game of dress-up.
It was fun, though. Fuzz wore bracelets, necklaces, and other accessories that were rainbow-themed.
It represented happiness and equality for all.
Yep, and I wore blankets, hats, scarves, socks, and necklaces.
By the way, we've never had a merch off before. Bee Bear just came up with a random idea, and we did it.
That's what I call having fun.
Hello? Where's our special guest?
Oh, hi. I'm here.
Oh, hi there, Lulu Top.
Hi, I'm Lulu Top. I'm a pink and white stuffed dog. I'm a little worn, though. Yep, and she's kind of shy. Yeah, I'm more of a quiet person.
So, what's one of your hobbies, Lulu Top?
I like helping people. Recently, I wrote letters to healthcare workers and people on the front line, such as delivery people, grocery workers, doctors, nurses, janitors, and so many other people.
That's really nice of you, Lulu Top.
Thanks. I also like playing with the other stuffed animals that live in the same house as me. Do you have any hidden talents? Well, I can pat my head and rub my belly at the same time.
That's cool. Let me try. Ooh, it's hard.
You'll get the hang of it eventually, once you practice.
Thanks.
Now we have two questions from people who have called in.
How did Lulu Top meet her best friend, Wolwo? A continuous question was, what does Lulu Top like about her best friend, Wolwo?
Oh, some people might remember that Wolwo was one of the special guests in our first episode. Yep, she was. I met Wolwo when I moved in with my current owner. We were both dogs, and she welcomed me and was very kind to me. I like that she can get along with anybody. She's also very funny.
Cool. Okay, last question. Let me read it. How is quarantine affecting you?
Well, I've been hanging out more with the stuffed animals at home. I've also been doing more crafts.
Lulu Top will also stay to read a story with us.
Yay!
Now it's time for a story. Please start us off, Lulu Top.
Okay, this story is called Old and New Friends. In this story, James has a best friend named Joey. They've known each other since kindergarten. We're best friends, right, James? Joey asked.
Yep, James replied.
At the beginning of fourth grade, James met a new kid named Igor. James was worried that Joey won't like him having another best friend, so he didn't tell Joey about it.
Joey is not the same class and only sees James at recess and lunch.
One day, James sees Joey, but James is with Igor, too. They have become good friends.
Suddenly, Joey ran over and said, "Hey, James, who's this next to you?"
Then Igor said, "Oh, I'm Igor. Nice to meet you."
"Good to meet you, too," replied Joey.
James was surprised because Joey wasn't mad at him for having another best friend. "Why didn't you tell me about Igor?" Joey asked.
"I thought you wouldn't like me having another best friend," James told Joey.
"Oh, don't worry. I believe that a person can have multiple best friends," Joey reassured James.
"Oh yeah," James agreed.
In the end, the three of them all became best friends forever.
The end.
That was an interesting story, Beaver Bear. By the way, Beaver Bear wrote the story this time. I usually write the stories, though.
Thanks, Buzz. Good job to you, too. and blew it up.
Thank you for having me as your guest storyteller.
You're welcome. So, Faz, what did you learn from this story?
I learned that you can have multiple best friends.
Yep.
I think that's a good lesson. Bye, guys.
Bye, Lulu Top.
Bye. Do you know what day it is today?
I don't know. I think there's a holiday every day, like National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, National Sugar Cookie Day, and National like Slurpee Day.
Are you hungry, Bee Bear?
Yeah, why?
All those days you just listed were food.
Oh, sorry.
But you actually got it right. Really? Today, July 11th, is National Slurpee Day.
Whoa. 7-Eleven lets you bring your own container to get Slurpee, right?
I don't think right now they'll let you do that. Oh, not today.
That's sad.
This year, they are not doing National Slurpee Day, however, except they are giving out one free Slurpee to people who have a special rewards card anytime in July.
Did you know National Slurpee Day is 7-Eleven? Get it? The store 7-Eleven.
Haha. They're hoping that this way people don't crowd the 7-Eleven stores all at once.
Yeah.
Anyways, today is also World Population Awareness Day.
Oh, I didn't know that was like holiday?
Me neither. It's a day that raises awareness of global population issues.
This event was established by the Governing Council of the United Nations in 1989.
Happy World Population Awareness Day and National Slurpee Day! We have three jokes to tell you today. Bee Bear, we'll start first.
Well, it's not really like a joke, it's just like fun thing. Alright, Andy. Hey, look, a koala.
Mary, it's so cute. I should take it to the zoo.
The next day, Mary still has a koala. Andy, I thought you took the koala to the zoo.
Mary, I did. And tomorrow, we're going to the movies.
Get it? Alright, next one. Gwen, do you think the tree I planted is growing well?
Aria, I think it's pine. Oak not intended.
Gwen, will you leave me alone with the tree puns?
I love
get
that
it?
One.
Like they're all tree puns. Alright. This one, I'm just going to say. I used to have a job crushing pop can. It was so depressing.
Get it?
That's so,
so depressing.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed. Okay, now it's birthday time. Tomorrow is Malala Yousafzai's birthday. She was born on July 12th, 1997. She's turning 23 this year.
Oh, I read a book about her. It's an autobiography, which means the person is writing about themselves. It's called I Am Malala.
I'm going to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Malala.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Woohoo!
I like the cha-cha-chas.
Thanks. She was an activist who stood up for people's rights to get an education, which means she tried to help people who don't go to school go to school.
This is important because then, like, people can get good jobs and earn money for themselves and their family.
She was born in Mingora, Pakistan, and moved to the United Kingdom.
She was seriously injured by a person who didn't believe in people getting the right to an education.
Thankfully, she's still alive today. Now, she still gives speeches to encourage other people to help kids who don't go to school go to school.
Yep. Thank you, Malala.
Happy birthday again. This is research that Bee Bear and I have done. We are not liable for any false information. We are sorry if we included any.
We did it.
Another podcast completed. Thank you to all our listeners.
We appreciate you guys.
What did we learn in this podcast, Bee Bear?
We learned about National Slurpee Day and World Population Day. We also learned about Malala.
We learned that we can play with old and new friends.
Yeah. Also, I had fun interviewing Lulu Top. By the way, we recorded this podcast on a different device this time. Hopefully, the sound quality was better.
Okay, let's finish it off.
On three. One, two, three.
Fuzz, Beebe, Beanie.